Mesechtes Avei Dezara, Daf Lamed, two lines on the top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and our Mishnah on Daf Chav Tassim and Beis, the Mishnah taught us, Eilu Dvarim Shalai D'Chavim, Masurin V'Yisurin Isana, and the Mishnah mentioned Yayin, as well as Chayim Shalai D'Chavim, Shayim Mitrilasa Yayin, and our Gemara begins, Tan Rabbana, where we learned in Braisa, Yayin Mavushal, Valointe Shalai D'Chavim, Masurin, that if a Goya owned wine, which is Asubana, and then he cooked it, or he turned it into a potion, which the Gemara will explain, was a mixture of wine, water, and a pasman oil, and they used to drink this when they left the bathhouse in order to cool off, and even though they would not use cooked wine or lointis as in Nisuch for Avodah Zarah, but even so, since originally it was Asur Bana, so it continues to be Asur Bana. However, lointis kibriyasa muteres, that the Mishnah teaches us, if Yisrael owned wine and he made this into a potion and then sold it to a guy, then the lointis would be muteres bana, and as Rashi states, the Sulei Menasechle, as a guy would not use this for Nisuch for Avodah Zarah. And keep in mind that the Mefarshim discusses Rashi, as some explain that Rashi doesn't mean that it'll only be Muteres Bana, as since the original wine was never owned by a guy, therefore potentially it would also be Mutar Bachila. And the Gemara now explains Ve'ezi Alaintis, and what is this potion called Alaintis? Ketan Yagabi Shabbos, and as we learned in the Brisa, B'degeya Shabbos, that although we know that on Shabbos would not let it do anything that it will be for Refuah, as is Exir Mishum Shchikas Amanim, however the Brisa teaches us, Oysenan Neimlin, that on Shabbos one may make a drink called a Neimlin as it's a regular drink. However, on Shabbos one may not make the drink called a Leintis as this is used for a Refuah. And as the Brisa explains, Ve'ezi a Neimlin, Ve'ezi a Leintis, a Neimlin is Yayin Udvashu Pamplin, a Neimlin is a mixture of wine, honey, as well as pepper, and a Leintis is Yayin Yashin, Umayim Slulin, Vapasmim, the Avdul Bei Masusa, and a Leintis is a mixture of old wine, which is defined as wine that is more than 1 year old, as well as clear water, and as Rashi states, that they would draw it from the well, and then they would place it in a kli for a day or two in order for it to settle, and then they would strain the water slowly in order to make sure that it was pure water, and they would also add a passaman oil, and this was used for someone that was coming from the bathhouse in order to cool a person down, and some agurus to Avdul Bei Masusa Lemekar. And before we continue, let us point out that because there were a lot of snakes, and snakes used to drink from certain liquids, the Rabbanim were concerned that if this liquid would be in an uncovered kli that wasn't being guarded, and then a snake would come and drink from this liquid, then the venom of the snake would go into the liquid, and if someone drank that liquid, then they potentially could die, and therefore it was Sakanas Nefashos, and based on the Pasuk in Pasuk Yisei, Alisasim Dom Vesecha, therefore the Mishnah Mesechus Shumas Tichas, Shleishim Mashkan Asura Mishum Gilui, Hamayim Vayayim Vachalav, and as we know, Chamira Sakata, and our Gemara now begins, Rabbi Rabbi Yisuf Damu Tabayu, that both Rabbi and Rabbi Yisuf taught us, Yayin Mazuk Inboy Mishum Gilui, that the problem of Gilui doesn't apply to diluted wine, and as Rashi defines, Mazuk Shnei Chalkimayim Ve'echad Yayin, two parts water to one part of wine, and is Inboy Mishum Gilui, She'in Nacha Shaisim Menu, as a snake would not drink from this wine, and Rabbi and Rabbi Yisuf continue, Yayin Mavushal Inboy Mishum Nisach, that if Yisrael had regular wine and he cooked the wine, then the Issa of Yayin Esach would not apply, and if a guy bought cooked wine from a Jew, then it would no longer be Asur, as Lemaisa they wouldn't go and be Menasech this to Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues to Bailu, and we had the following Shaila, that we only spoke about Yayin Mevushal B'negeya Yayin Esach, but what is the din B'negeya Gilui, and Yayin Mevushal Yesh by Mishum Gilui, or Ein by Mishum Gilui? Would a snake drink cooked wine, or would a snake not drink cooked wine? And the Gemara will now bring Rayas, that just like there's no issue of Yayin Esach by cooked wine, there is also no issue of Yayin Megula by cooked wine. And as the Gemara continues, Tashma al Winger Raya, as Heid Rabbi Yaakov by Idi al Yayin Mevushal She'in by Mishum Gilui, as Rabbi Yaakov by Idi said testimony regarding cooked wine that there is no issue of Gilui. And the Gemara continues with another Raya based on a story, as Rabbi Yane by Yishmael Cholash, Rabbi Yane by Yishmael was sick, Olagabe, Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud, and some Agurus, Rabbi Shim ben Zirud, V'Rabbanon Lishule Bey, and Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud and Rabbanon came to be Mvakachayla, and Yosfi become and they were sitting together, and this exact question came up, as they had a question of Yayin Mevushal Yesh by Mishum Gilui or Yayin by Mishum Gilui, and Amalu Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud said to the Chachamim, Hachi Am Rabbi Shim ben Lakish Mishum Gav Rabba Umanu Rab Chia Yayin Mevushal Yayin by Mishum Gilui, and Rish Lakish said over in the name of a Gav Rabba, and this refers to Rab Chia, that he said that there is no problem of Gilui by cooked wine, and Amru Lei Nismaich, and Rabbanon asked Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud, could we be same on this psak, and machvilu Rabbi Yonah ber Bishmol alai val tzavorai, and Rabbi Yonah by Yishmol, who was sick, he motioned to them any potential sakana that will occur to you based on the fact that you drink cooked wine should be on me and on my shoulders. And the Gemara continues with another story. Shmuel va'avleit habiyasvi, Shmuel and Avleit, who was a yivikichavim, they were sitting together, and Isa l'kamayu chamra mevashla, and they brought to Shmuel and Avleit cooked wine, which originally belonged to Shmuel and belonged to a Jew, and l'maisa Avleit was concerned they shouldn't make a yayin esech, and therefore mashchal yodei, so Avleit pulled away his hands, and he didn't want to touch the cooked wine, and amali Shmuel, and Shmuel told Avleit, hari amru yayin mevushal ebu mishun yayin esech, and therefore there is no problem for you to touch this wine. And before we continue with the next story, let us remember that Rabbi Shmuel ben Zira previously brought down from Ish Lakish in the name of a Gav Rabba, and that was Rabbi Chia, the Yayin Mevushal Imboi Mishum Giloi. And our Gemara tells a story, Am said to Rabbi Chia, that the maid of Rabbi Chia, Igalula Hahu Chamra Mevashla, that she had cooked wine, that there was a problem of Giloi, and that she left open, and Asil Kamid Rabbi Chia, and she came to Rabbi Chia to ask him what she should do, and Amalah and Rabbi Chia told her, Hare Amru Yayin Mevushal Imboi Mishum Giloi, and therefore there is no issue. And the Gemara continues with another story, Shamid Rav Adabava, Igal Lechamra Meziga, that the Shamis of Rav Adabava had diluted wine that was left uncovered, and Amalei and Rav Adabava told him, Hare Amru Yayin Mazug Eimbo Mishum Giloi, and as we saw previously, that this wasn't even a Shaila, that Rab and Rav Yosef both taught us that Yayin Mazug Eimbo Mishum Giloi, and there is no issue of Giloi by diluted wine. However, the Gemara now quantifies this din, as Amra Papa Loyamaran El De Mazug Tuva, Avon Mazug Vloy Mazug Shasi, that Rav Papa teaches us that the only time that Rab and Rabbi Yosef taught us that there is no issue of giloi by diluted wine, that is only if it's diluted properly and it's 2/3 water and 1/3 of wine. However, if there isn't so much water, then the nachash would drink it, and therefore it would be a problem of giloi. And as Rashi states, mazig giloi mazig she'im by mayim harbe, then shoyis ha'nachash. The Gemara now asks on Rav Papa, mazig giloi mazig mishasi, is it true that a nachash would drink from wine that is only partially diluted? But we have another story, as by Rav Barav Huna, Rabbi Barav Huna was traveling on a ship, and he had wine with him, and he saw a snake that was slithering along the ground and was coming towards the wine. And Rabbi Barav Huna said to his shamis that he should blind the eyes of the snake. And as Rashi explains, it doesn't mean literally that he should blind the eyes of the snake, but that he should show this nachash something that's disgusting in this wine, and this way the nachash will back off. And the Gemara tells us, Shakal Kolimaya, so the Shamas took a little bit of water, Shadabay, and he threw it into the wine, Bisar Lachure, that caused the Nachash to retreat. And even though he only put a little bit of water and it wasn't completely diluted, we see that the Nachash did not want to drink this wine. And the Gemara tells us, Achayim Masanafshe, that if there is pure, undiluted wine, then the Nachash will even be Masanafshe. However, Amazigal, Le Masanafshe, but as long as you dilute the wine even a little bit, then the Nachash will not be Masanafshe. And since he saw a lot of people around, therefore in this case the Nachash retracted. However, if no one would be around and it would be an open barrel of wine and there would be Yayin that's Megula, then even if it's partially diluted but it's not diluted properly, then the Nachash would still go and drink it, and therefore certainly Rav Papa is correct that there would be a problem of Giloi. The Gemara now continues and asks another question, are you telling me that when there is any wine that's partially diluted, that as long as there are people there, so a snake would not be Masanafshe? But the Gemara brings a story, as Rabbi Yane have a Be'ach Bari, Va'amrile Ba'hedya have a Be'ach Bari, that Rabbi Yane was in a place called Be'ach Bari, or some say it was Ba'hedya, that was in this place called Be'ach Bari, and have a Yasvi, have a Kashasu, Chamra Meziga, and they were sitting and they were drinking diluted wine, some agurus, have a Kashasu, Chamra, that they were drinking wine, and Pashalhu, Chamra Bekuva, Vitzaruna Beprenka, and when they finished drinking, there was still leftover wine in the barrel, and in order to cover the barrel, they took a piece of cloth and they stretched it on the barrel, they tied it on the barrel, the chazal hu chivya, and even so they saw the snake, the shokol mayer urumar bekuva ad the molly bekuva, and the snake kept taking water in its mouth, and he went and spit it into the barrel until the barrel filled up with the water and the wine floated to the top, and the sol chamer levay prinka, and once the wine was able to get to a level that it went through the cloth covering, so vishasi, and then the snake drank from this wine, and certainly in this case the snake put so much water in it that it was certainly more than 2/3 water and 1/3 of wine, and even so the snake came even though there were many people, and it was masanafshe even on fully diluted wine. Based on this question, the Gemara is mechalik as Amri, the that a snake would drink diluted wine as long as the snake was the one to put the water in. However, if others placed the water into the wine, then he would not drink that wine. Certainly, if someone else fully diluted wine, then a snake would never drink it. And even if no one is around, and even in a case where someone else partially diluted wine, a snake would not drink it when people are around, as he would not be masa nafshe. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Ashi v'itim Rav Mishashia peruk l'sakanta, that you bring all these terutzim and you be mater sakana, and we know that sakanta chamir meisura, and therefore we should not follow these terutzim, and we should be more machmer in cases of gilui. And as Rashi states, peruk l'sakanta l'dav sheish by sakana at the bala taretz v'lista raya shana mavien v'anan nisbach ahani shenuya d'leisu alavadid l'ishnahachi v'lishnahachi asar ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava hilchasa yayim mazag yesh by mishum gilui that even if you have diluted wine, then it's not considered mishunah and still considered wine, and therefore there would be a problem of gilui, as a snake would drink from this wine, and the issa of yayin nesach would also apply. However, yayin mevushal ein by mishum gilui ve'ein by mishum yayin nesach, and Rava holds that when you have cooked wine, then there is no problem of gilui because it's mishunah and a snake would not drink from it. And similarly, the issa of yayin nesach would not apply to yayin mevushal, and if Yisrael owned regular wine and he cooked up the wine and then he sold it to a guy, then there wouldn't be a problem of Yayin Nesach. And similarly, if a Yisrael owned wine and he cooked the wine and then he served it to a guy and a guy touched the wine, then it wouldn't be Usser. And the Gemara continues, Shamid Rab Chilke Bar Toivi Igal Yahu Kista D'Maya, that the Shamid Rab Chilke Bar Toivi left a kli that was filled with water and he left it uncovered, and it was during the day and he was resting next to it, and Usser Kamid Rab Chilke Bar Toivi, and he came to Rab Chilke Bar Toivi and he asked him if he could use this water, and that Rav Chilki responded that the Chacham stated that snakes wouldn't have come and drank from this kli as they're scared of the person that's sleeping next to it, as they're concerned that potentially he'll wake up and then he'll kill the snake. However, Rav Chilki explained that this kula only applies if someone's sleeping during the daytime, as potentially he will wake up, but at nighttime when someone is generally sleeping, then the snake is not as scared and there would be a sakana to drink any uncovered water. However, the Gemara tells us, that doesn't make a difference if it's during the daytime or at nighttime, that there's always a concern that the snake will come and drink from the water and will leave its venom behind, and even if a person is sleeping nearby, it would still be a sakana to drink from any uncovered water. And the Gemara states, Rav le shasi mayim be'arma, the Rav would not drink water from the house of an Armenian, as he stated that goyim are not careful with gilui, and therefore it was sakana. However, bear mount to shasi, but he would drink water from the house of a Jewish almana, as although a woman is generally not a baki in halachos, but Omer sirch the gaver nakita, she still followed him and hugged him of her husband, and certainly her husband was careful with gilui. However, in the first lashon of Gemara, the Gemara tells us that Shmuel did just the opposite, as Shmuel le shasi mayim bear malta, as Omer lesli aims to the gaver of loy mechasim maya, as Shmuel would not drink water from the house of a Jewish almana, as he said that since she doesn't have a husband, so the fear of a husband is not there, and she won't cover her water. However, Shmuel would drink water from the house of a non-Jewish person, as even though they weren't makben on gilui, but certainly they were careful about cleanliness, and certainly they would cover their water in order to make sure that no dirt will fall into the water. And the Gemara continues with another version, and according to this version, there is no change in the Shita of Rav, but there is a change in the Shita of Shmuel, as Ikeda Amri, Rav le shasi mayim be'amor, avon mi be'am malta shasi, as we explained, and Shmuel le shasi maya lo mi be'amor v'lo mi be'am malta, and Shmuel agreed to Rav, and he would not drink water in the house of a non-Jew, as they were makbid on gilui, and it would seem that cleanliness is not enough of a reason to be sure that they would always cover their kalim. However, Shmuel would also not drink water from the house of a Jewish almana, which is based on his previous svara that les le'im sa d'gavra v'lo mi chasi maya. Before we continue, let us see Rashi, as Rashi states, kista shem midis yayin shavir, was a known kli that is specific measurement that was used for wine, and even though in that story we were talking about water. And Rashi continues, emes adam ayashal nachash v'lo masa nashay mishum maya v'yu havinayim gabayu, and the Gemara continues that even though generally by wine there is a chash for gilui, but Amar Bishul Malevi shal sheinu is saying there are three types of wine that im b'hem mishum gilui that do not have a problem of gilui, ve'elu hein chad mar musuk, sharp wine, bitter wine, and sweet wine. And the Gemara explains chad, that what is sharp wine, and explains tila harifa de matzizika, we're referring to very strong type type of wine that tastes like vinegar and it doesn't taste very good, and when storing in a barrel or a flask can bust the barrel. And as Rashi states, that a snake would not drink from this wine, as mitechaskai in nachashesehu, and mar, what is bitter wine, yanaka or summer gers, yakuna, and Rashi states, rau mar, it's very bad wine and it's also bitter. Musuk, and what is sweet wine, chulya, and Rashi explains, musuk machmas hashemesh betechanovim v'shuvein erhagun, and this is wine that is generally made from the grapes that are at the top of the vine and are exposed to the sun, and because it's exposed so much to the sun, so the grapes become very sweet. And once again, since it's not a very good wine, a nachash would not drink from it. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chama masnig l'luye, and Rav Chama learns that there are three wines that there's no din of gilui, but it's not because they're not very good, but it's because they are very good wines. And as he explains, chad is chamru palplin, that there's pepper and spices in it. Mar is afsinisin, which has a bitter herb called lana, and is used for refuah. And musig is mebarig, and musig is an award-winning wine. And as Rashi states, Rav Chama masnig l'hanaf gimel yenis shinu shlan l'shvach, chad is charev machbas palplin v'sam manan asunibai, afsinisin is ulshina, mebarig mashka m'shubach, as barig is a lushin pras, is a lushin of a prize. And Rashi states, v'kulon ein nachashaysim hen. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Shimon Malakish, kareina ein bay mishum gilui, that regarding a wine called kareina, there is no chashash of gilui. And the Gemara asks, my kareina, that what is this wine? Amar Ravo, chamer chalya da asim asya, it's very sweet wine that comes from a place called Asya. And the Gemara tells us that Amar Ravo, over mukaima yesh bay mishum gilui, that although anywhere that this wine is exported to, there would not be a problem of gilui. However, in Asya itself, then there would be a problem of gilui. And the Gemara explains, my taima chamar medinhu, as this is the regular drink of this land, and therefore the nachash gets used to it, and the nachash develops a taste for it, and therefore certainly he would drink from this wine and leave behind his venom. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, hay chamar da akrim ad plus yoymi yesh bo mishum gilui u mishum yayin nesach, that if there is wine that's starting to turn into vinegar, so within the first 3 days, then a nachash would drink from it, and therefore there's still a problem of gilui, and a guy would still use it for nisach, for avodah zarah. And if a Jew sells this wine to a guy during the first 3 days, then there would still be a problem of yayin nesach. And we continue on daf lamed amud beis mikan ve'iluch, but after 3 days ein bo mishum gilui, at this point it's considered vinegar and a snake would not drink from it, and therefore there's no chash of gilui. And since at this point it's considered vinegar, so the guy would not be menasech it for avodah zarah, and therefore ein bo mishum yayin nesach. However, the Gemara tells us in adoy amri and adoy is chelik on rava benegiyah the din of gilui, as afilu lebasat lasi yomei chashir mishum gilui, that even after 3 days we have to be chayish that maybe a snake would drink from this wine, and we have to be chayish for gilui. And my time, and what is the reason, as zimnan mikri shasi, and since it's still just turning into vinegar, so there are times that a snake would actually drink from this wine, and even though it started tasting like vinegar, but the mice, we have to be chayish mishum gilui, as chamir is a kantam yisura. However, even that do you agree to rava that after 3 days a guy would not use this wine for nisach for his avodah zarah, and therefore there would not be an issa of yayin nesach. And the mashal is actually gurus aim by mishum yayin nesach, but mishum gilu chashinon. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that just like we already learned that nachash would not drink from diluted wine and would also not drink from wine vinegar, so the Braisa teaches us yayin toises aim by mishum gilu, that nachash would not drink from new wine which is not yet fermented, and therefore there is no problem of gilui. And the kama tisisasai gibel yamim, and how long is it considered fresh wine and is considered that it didn't start fermenting, that's a period of 3 days. And Rashi explains, yayin toises yayin chodesh migitai, that this refers to brand new wine that was just pressed by the wine press, achu machmitz liyis yayin karle toises. And the Braisa continues, hashechlayim eimpe mishum gilui, and Rashi explains that they used to drink a mixture of ground cress which was mixed with either water or wine, and since this is not pure wine or water, so there is no problem of gilui. However, even so, bnei goyla nogu ben issa, that those that lived in the goyla, they would be noyig issa, and they were makbid on gilui, even by shechlayim. And in Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, on daf lamed beis, where Rashi explains that bnei goyla generally refer to the people in Pabadisa. The Gemara tells us that even the bnei goyla that were makbid and were noyig ben issa, v'loya marin, the last bulchala, that the only time that we said this is only if they didn't put vinegar into this mixture. However, aval isbu chala migaribu, but if there is vinegar in this mixture, that even the bnei goyla would drink it and they would not be concerned about gilui, and certainly a nachash would not drink from this mixture as it would bother them. And as Rashi states, hachemis miskarev v'nulchom v'cheichon shel nachashim, that it bothers the palate of nachash, ve'in shoysim imenu, and therefore they wouldn't drink from this mixture. And the Gemara continues and discusses a mixture mixture called kutucha bavli, and this was a type of a dairy dip that was made with small pieces of moldy breadcrumbs, as well as whey, which is a milk product. And we know that the Mishnah Maseches Trumas tells us that the din of gilui applies to milk. Therefore, the Braisa tells us that generally kutucha bavli ain by mishum gilui, that there is no problem of gilui by kutucha bavli. However, bnei goyle nagu by isa, and once again the bnei goyle were noyig isa. And Rashi explains that kutucha bavli is chazik kuchaymeitz, that it's very strong like vinegar. Can be farish beilu oivrin the yom beyufushe pas can save with the chalba mishka blaz. However, the Gemara qualifies this that amra menashe is bein akurit chayshinan, that even those that were not the bnei goyle generally they were not chayish for gilui by kutucha bavli. However, if someone sees the outline of a snake bite, then certainly he should be careful and he should not eat the kutucha bavli. The Gemara continues amra b'chiyu ba'ashi amashmuel may tiftif ein by mishum gilui. Then when someone had a barrel of wine, in order to catch any drips and any leaks from the spigot, so they used to place a smaller kli underneath the spigot. And even though that kli was uncovered, you wouldn't have to worry about gilui, as the snake would be scared of the sound of the drips. And the Gemara continues that Amrav Ashi v'hu da'ovid tif lahadi tif tif, that it's only when it's continuously dripping. And as Rashi states, shemetafte todeh v'atifin roid v'izu asu v'tkufais v'anochashemeu bereach, and therefore the nochash will always hear the sound of the drips and he'll run away. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Chiyu ba'ashi amashmuel pi te'ina in by mishum gilui, that there is no chashash gilui, and one could eat a fig even though it has a hole near its stem. And as Rashi explains, pi te'ina kishetoshin oisa nasla pekotza b'makam utza, when you pull the fig off the tree, a hole is formed right next to its stem. And the Gemara explains, k'man kaitana, that this is going like the following tana, the tanya, rebelezo ima uichla adu manavim te'inim b'layla, that a person could eat grapes and figs even at night, ve'inu chayshish, and you don't have to worry about gilui, mishum shenema, and this is based on the pasuk in Tehillim of shayim pesayim Hashem. And the Gemara continues, om Rav Safra mishum Rabbi Shua drema, Rav Safra said in the name of Rabbi Shua, who came from the south, shleish mine erisein, that there are three types and three stages of venom. Shalbacha shakea, if it's from a young snake, then it'll sink down to the bottom of a kli. Shalbeni, if it's from a middle-aged snake, mifafea, then it floats in the middle of the kli. Vishalzok and saf, and the venom of an older snake will float at the top of the kli. That is because the venom is not as heavy and it floats on top of the water, which is heavier than it. And the Gemara is, lemeimer, the comment of kashish, kashish cheli, that are you telling me that as a snake gets older, then it gets weaker? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa, that shleisha calls man shemaskinen gvur mitaysefes ben, and eluhein dag nachash v'chazer, that there are three animals that as they get older, they become even stronger, and this refers to the fish as well as the snake and the pig. And if so, how could Rav Safra state that shalzokin is soft, that would float? And the Gemara explains, keich asufi hu dekamaisif, zihar kolish, that the Braisa was specifically speaking about its strength, and that certainly gets stronger. However, Rav Safra is speaking about its venom, and its venom gets weaker. And the Gemara continues, and eish, shalbacha shekei lemai hichasa, that what is the nafkmina as to why Rav Safra taught us that the venom of a young snake is heavier, and therefore it sinks to the bottom of a kli, and that the venom of a beinoni is mefafeya, and of a zokin is saf. And the Gemara explains, the chetanya, the nafkmina would be, benegei this Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, chavishin eskala, afal pisha shasun mena tisha, v'loi mesu, lo yishtun mena asiri, that if a barrel was left uncovered, then even if nine other people drank from it, and there's not much wine left in that barrel, then the tenth person should still not drink from it, as it's possible that a young snake drank from that barrel, and as Rav Safra taught us, that its venom sunk to the bottom. And the other mitzias that Rav Safra taught us regarding a middle-aged snake and an older snake is also important to know, as one may think that since the venom of a snake sinks to the bottom, so maybe the first nine people should be able to drink from the barrel, and it's only the last one that would have a problem. Kamash Mulan, that we can't drink the entire barrel, as you can't drink from the top, as we're worried about an older snake, and you can't drink from any part in the middle, as we have to worry about a middle-aged snake, and we can't drink from the bottom of the barrel, as we have to worry about a young snake. And the Braisa continues, Maisa Hoya, that there was an actual story, Sheshasu Mena Tisha V'lei Mesu, V'shasa Siri V'meis, and as the Gemara states, Amar B'yemya Zeo Shekeya, and this is because the venom of a young snake sinks to the bottom. This Braisa continues, V'china V'tiech Shenizgalsa, that if there's a melon, and Rashi in other places types this as a watermelon, and it became uncovered, Afal Pisha Achlu Mena Tisha B'nei Adav V'lei Mesu, so even if nine other people ate from this melon and they did not die, V'yoychlu Mena Siri, a tenth person should not eat from this melon. And Maisa Hoya, and it was a story, V'achlu Mena Tisha V'lei Mesu, V'achla Siri V'meis, and Amar Rebbe Osama Gers, once again, Amar B'yemya, Zeo Shakeya, as we explain, and Ayin Rashi Yavatiach, Melafoyin, which refers to a melon belaz, V'gasihin, it's very big, therefore, when you you open it up, you'll only eat a little bit, and then it'll stand megula and oichel nachshimeno, and it's possible the nachsh will eat from it. And since it's very soft, therefore the venom will sink to the bottom. And Rashi continues and explains, as we already mentioned, hilchah shemini rav safra tuva, that number one, that rishon layishta shem nachsh zaken shasa sham v'tzafa aris lamala, and number two, emtzayim shem nachsh bein liyaya umefafeya and shasa tisha layishta siri shem bachaya, as we previously explained. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbana, we learned to the Braisa, Mayim Shinskalu, if there was water that was left in uncovered kli, harei zeleish b'chem rishis rabim, so you can't pour it into rishis rabim. And as Rashi explains, that potentially someone that is walking barefoot will walk on top of this water, and the venom will go between his toes. And Rashi states, v'kivin shenichas ma'at v'neikir b'basa shuvein l'refuah, and potentially this person could die, and it's sakon to the fashais. Similarly, the Braisa teaches us, v'liyabis ben atzabayis, you shouldn't sprinkle this water in your house in order to keep down the dust, and this is for the same reason. And as Rashi states, v'liyabis lahashkev z'ofa v'ofak shaloyala, number three, v'liyagal ben satit, and you shouldn't use this water in order to knead clay, as potentially the venom will get onto the person's hands, and it'll potentially stay on his hands, will get into his bloodstream, and this is sakonis nefashais. Number four, l'yashka mehen lo'y behemte v'lo'y be'mischaveri, that you should not give this water to your own behemoth or to anyone else's behemoth to drink. And as Tesis points out, the zuvein tzarech lo'y mezuktani, as certainly if you can't give your own behemoth to drink, where you're causing your own loss, and potentially there's only a problem of about tashchis, then certainly you can't give it to your friend's behemoth, as that would be a potential hezek, and certainly it's also to cause your friend a loss of money. And the Braisa continues, v'layirchas behen panav yad raglav, and you shouldn't use this water to wash your face, your hands, or your feet. Once again, this is a similar concern that we previously saw, that the venom of the nachash could get into a person's bloodstream, and there is an issue of pekuach defashais. However, the Braisa tells us, achirim imrim, which is generally rameya, makim sheish sir to asa, in sir to muta, that a person is not allowed to wash his body using this water in a place on a person's body with their creases or some sort of lines, as once again, the venom will stay there and will eventually dissolve into his skin and will get into his bloodstream, and there's a problem with pekuach defashais. However, achirim teach us that one could use water that was placed in an uncovered kli in order to wash any part of the body where there are no creases or crevices. And the Gemara now is, achirim hainu tanakama, that it seems that achirim and tanakama are saying the same thing, as l'chiri, the place where a person has crevices, is on panav yad raglav, and it seems that both agree with each other. And the Gemara explains, ikir benayu gava yad v'gava regal v'rumani da'ape, that there would be an afkamina, as according to the tanakama, one cannot use mayim magulim on panav yad raglav, and that refers to his entire face, his entire hands, and his entire feet. However, according to achirim, since the top of his hand and the top of his foot, as well as the cheekbones, do not have any holes or crevices or lines, so therefore there wouldn't be a problem of using mayim magulim. And as Rashi states, hayim tanakama, da ponim yad v'regel yesham psachim v'sedokim k'moy bein etzpala etzpal v'techa kaf yishtokim v'izim v'sosayim. And Rashi explains, reimoni da'ape, and Rashi uses the word pamila, and they explain, blitas blechayim k'ein tapuchim, which we explain as cheekbones, asher etzala ayin v'ein shom sedek ulachirim shari, and therefore according to achirim, it will be mutter to wash that area of your face using mayim magulim. And the Gemara continues, amamar, that the Braisa taught us, lo yashkim hen lo'y behemte v'lo'y behemes chaveri, and the Gemara is, v'atanya, but we learned to the Braisa, mashkei lo behemes atzmoi, one can give his own animal mayim magulim to drink. The Gemara responds, ki tanya ahi l'shunra, that in a chenami, that Braisa that says you're allowed to give this mayim magulim to your own animal, that's specifically talking about a cat. And as Rashi states, lo mazik lo'y eres, and as we know that eres does not affect a cat, the shunra achalei l'chivya k'raminu b'avi psachim, and as we know that cats eat snakes, we know they're immune to the effect of venom. However, the Gemara is, hihachi d'chavri nami, that if it's true that cats are immune to venom, so then you should be able to give the mayim magulim even to your friend's cats, and the Braisa only states that you could give it to your own cat, and the Gemara states, d'chavri kochish, that certainly will weaken your friend's cat, and therefore it's also to give this water to your friend's cat, as you're going to cause hezek to your friend. However, the Gemara now is, d'dei nami kochish, that if you say that the venom will weaken the cat, that will also weaken your own cat, and l'chir, this should still be a problem about tashchis. And the Gemara answers, hadabariya, that certainly, although venom will affect your cat, but ultimately it will get better, and therefore there is no problem of about tashchis. And the Gemara is, the chavri nami hadabariya, that l'chir, your friend's cat will also get better, and therefore you're not be mazik your friend's cat, and why can't you give it to drink mayim magulim? And the Gemara answers, zimna debayilas bunei umafsele minei, that sometimes your friend will have to sell his cat right after you give him this mayim magulim, and at that point it will be worth less, and certainly you're causing him a hezek, and therefore you can't give this Mayim Megulim to your friend's cat and only to your own cat. Before we finish, let us go back to a couple of points. As on the Omer Aleph, the Gemara spoke about Yayim Mevushal and spoke about cooked wine, and the Ramban states, Loi Pirshli Rabbeisai Kamashir Bishuloi, Al Matsosil Rabbin Shekosav Hachi, Omer Abinu Hai, Vichulu, Vikivan Shertiach, Nasim Mevushal, Vimba Mishum Gilui. Once wine is brought to a boil, then there is no longer a problem of Gilui. Similarly, Vilay Mishim Yayin Esech, Vakabol and the Kabel, and this seems to be Makobol, Avulfim Asha Omer Shalmi Khan, and Mesechus Trumais, Shamitim Midosai, that by cooking the wine, it evaporates some of the wine. Therefore, Nirali, Shechashichos Al Gabi Or Mimidosai, Nasi Yayin Mevushal, that once the wine starts evaporating, then it's considered Yayin Mevushal, and there would no longer be a problem of Yayin Esech, and there would no longer be a problem of Gilui. And we know there's a famous Chuva of Ramesha that this shear is Yad Siledis by. Finally, when we learned the Gemara at the beginning of the Amid, and we spoke about Alain Tishloj Chavim, where we stated Alain Tishloj Chavim Masurin, however, Alain Tishkibios is Muteres, so we learned the Sugya based on Rashi. However, Ayin Tap Tesis, Diva Masla, Alain Tishkibios Muteres, where Tesis asked questions to Rashi, and therefore he explains our Gemara differently, and he explains Hachi Purushai, Alain Tishloj Chavim, Shemashru, Menachavis, Kadevishtois, Blay Roy Yisrael, Beshashamashru, Asura, if a guy already had a premix of this Alain Tish, and the Jew didn't see the guy making this mixture, so then it'll be also for the Jew to drink, as he'd have to be concerned that potentially the guy put wine into this mixture. However, Kibriyasa Pirish, Kamoshi Nasis Metchila Bolo Yayin, that if the Jew actually saw that he actually made this mixture and he did not make it with wine, Ra'u Moshech Menachavis, and Muteres, the Vade Lo'ir Bo Yayin, and we will stop over here.